Hey friends, it's Mitzi, and welcome back to a mini-series of What You On About called Hashtag No One Tells You. For specificity, we're talking about the things that Hashtag No One Tells You when your loved one passes away. Now, before I begin, I'm going to give you my usual caveat and disclaimer that this is based on my experience and things may be different in your state or your country, so consult an estate lawyer or the laws of your land, wherever that land may be. Even though this one that we're talking about today is not about like any laws or anything, but just one thing that ended up helping me that maybe could help you too. If you know your loved one's phone password or can guess it and can get into the phone, leave the phone on for a bit. And by on, I mean like keep paying the bill for like another couple of months. Because when I needed to reset passwords for accounts to keep paying them or just to get into them, or even when I was calling to stop some of the automatic payments, one of the things they said was, okay, we're going to send a confirmation text to the phone number that was used to create the account. Your loved one's phone number, which if you've turned it off, you can't get that text. I know. Right? Like, I kept it on because I don't even know why I kept it on. I guess I just kept it on because I'm like, I didn't want to give up the number. But then as I started to get into things, I realized, thank God I left it on because these confirmation and reset codes are going to her phone number. So yeah. If you can get into the phone and have access to the phone, which also is obviously a wealth of information because people keep things in notes. You know, I myself email things to myself, you know, or keep things in drafts. So anything that you can access from the phone that would help you going forward to manage your loved one's business is helpful. Now, obviously, those things, you don't need the phone to be actually active in order to access things that are saved to the phone. You can just use it via Wi-Fi. But those codes and things, I feel like you still need the number on in order to do it. So helpful. So helpful. Obviously, depending on everything that you have to do, you can determine how long you need to keep it on. But let me tell you, I remember thinking several times, thank goodness I did not stop the service to the phone yet. So yeah, that's my little odd one, but it helped me immensely and maybe it'll help you. So I'll be back with more Hashtag No One Tells You. And if you want to share any of your hard-earned wisdom or have anything to add, email us at thewsoashow@gmail.com. Bye-bye now.